Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Would you put your hands together? Would you stand up? We always honor the word and honor the man or woman who brings the word. So would you stand up as Steve Morton brings the word today? Thank you. Thank you. Ah, you're so kind. Man, I hope you're cheering as well at home as these guys are in the room. They're amazing, but it's such an honor to bring the word to you, into your living room, into your car, wherever you are. And what an exciting time to be in Soul Church, to be a part of it. I mean, last week's Heart for the House, how incredible was that presentation? I mean, just one aspect of it, 1 million meals served into our city. Yeah, come on, that is incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. Come on, we're going to come around the word, so why don't we pray together? Father, this is your word, and it is incredible, it is life-changing. So as we open it up, you've already breathed upon it, we pray you'd breathe again and change and transform us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen at home. You can take your seats in the building and at home, but you're probably already sat down. Here we go. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be in a cocoon? Have you ever felt like you're in a cocoon? The cocoon is simply the space between the caterpillar you and the butterfly you. But let's face it, a cocoon can be a scary place. It's a dark place, a confined place, a place where you're alone, a place where you've never been. A place where you don't understand everything that's going on around you. A place where you're not sure whether you're going to make it out to the other side. At the beginning of lockdown, I heard a message by Paul Scanlon. It was genius. And he talked about how we want to skip the cocoon. We want to go straight from being a caterpillar to being a butterfly. But the cocoon is where everything happens. You can't skip it. You can't bypass it. You may not want to be there. You may not have chosen it, but you realize you can't control it. And as a nation, we're in a COVID cocoon. We didn't choose it. We didn't ask for it, but we're in it. Did you know that if you cut open a cocoon, you won't see a caterpillar with wings. You don't see what it was or what it's becoming. In the cocoon, you lose sight of who we are and who we are becoming. You can lose a sense of identity. Here's what you do see in the cocoon. Caterpillar soup. Caterpillar soup. Most of the caterpillar liquefies and melts down. It felt like you're having a meltdown. It's how we feel in the cocoon. No one wants to spend time there. It's dark. It's scary. It's disorientating. I think Solomon knew what it was like to live in the cocoon. He understood what it was like to be disorientated by what was happening around him. Last week, Pastor John, in the Heart for the House presentation, he shared this scripture from Ecclesiastes 3. And Solomon is desperately trying to make sense of life. It says, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Solomon is looking at life and he's desperately trying to understand and make sense of life and all of its extremes. Have you ever noticed how in the cocoon of COVID, we see a lot of extremes? You see the extreme right, the extreme left. You see all kinds of things coming to the surface. How many know we sometimes see it in ourselves? I was at one of our favorite restaurants, me and Rachel in Norwich, called the Waffle House. We love banoffee waffles. Come on, in the chat, tell us where you love to go on a big night out in Norwich. But we love banoffee waffles. And there we were having a great night. My wife was looking stunning. I was tucking into that banana and all the great stuff in that waffle. And then we started talking about my daughter Melody in Australia. And I've never done this before, but I literally burst into tears. Like, it was embarrassing. It's been 10 months since we've seen her. We may not see her over Christmas because the Australian government won't let her out. Don't let me go there. I was emotionally incontinent. You ever felt like that? One minute you're fine, then the next minute, wow! Do you live with someone that's emotionally incontinent? Don't put your hands up. Extremes. Maybe you like that about church. You tune into church and you love Pastor John and his inspiring messages, but Monday comes around and, I don't like his man bun and I'm sick of, why don't the church do more of this? And before you know it, you're leaving the church. Extremes. Cocoon does that to you. But Solomon doesn't end there. If you read down the chapter, I came across this verse and I loved it. Verse 11, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Solomon is a wise man, trust me. He knows a thing or two. I mean, he's written books of the Bible, like the Song of Solomon. I mean, he can write romance. He can write stories. He can write incredible proverbs. Not only that, he's an entrepreneur and a builder of cities. He's like Elon Musk and Oprah Winfrey, all joined into one. He's incredible. And he says in one verse, three powerful things. So let's unpack those three thoughts. Are you still with me at home? Good, I'm glad you are. All right, here we go. Number one, we don't always understand what's going on in the cocoon. Scientists tell us the caterpillar has no idea of what's happening in the cocoon. No control over what's happening. One day, he's just munching in the dirt. He's eating everything that moves. The next minute, what's happening to me? Maybe you feel like that about your 2020. You expected a time to grow your business, but it's gone backwards. You expected a year of favor and blessing, but it's been full of challenge. Right now, as we face the threat of another lockdown, and we're praying that it won't happen, COVID cases are rising. Flipping heck, there's a long winter ahead of us. The weather's been the absolute pits this week. It's like a hurricane hit us. It'd be so easy. Start thinking, whoa, what's going on? Things that happen in the cocoon are scary. We don't understand. We can't control. But can I give you a bit of encouragement? I didn't tune in for you to get depressed by this. Here we go. You may not understand what's going on, but trust me, God knows what he's doing. It says no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. In the last chapter of the Bible, in Revelation 22, it says about Jesus, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. And the things that he starts, he is well able to complete. He is. He sees the caterpillar you and the butterfly you. He's seen a lot of cocoons. And he's brought a lot of people through them. Right now you may be experiencing cocoon town, cocoon time, but God is always working back from the perspective of butterfly time, and he sees what's ahead of you and he is going to bring you through. It says in Philippians 1 verse 6, Paul was in the cocoon of a Roman prison, but he wrote this, being confident. That's what Pastor John was talking about earlier. Being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In the cocoon of uncertainty, you can be confident that he is carrying on his work and he will complete it. Friend, if you're in a cocoon, there's one thing you can know with certainty. You're going to come out as a butterfly. You went in crawling, but you're going to come out flying. Cocoon time. That was number one. And the title of this message is, he's bringing you out of the cocoon. So that was number one. Number two, this is where it gets even better. Even better. What comes out of the cocoon is going to be more beautiful than what went in. Come on, are you grateful for that? What comes out of the cocoon is going to be more beautiful than what went in. It says in verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. What if the cocoon is the place where God wants to allow you to see some of the parts of you that you've never seen before, never realized were there? Because in the cocoon, you see things up close and personal about yourself. Things you would otherwise have ignored, hidden, pretended weren't there. But in the COVID cocoon, you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, in those around you, but also sometimes in you yourself. What if the cocoon is the place where he'll make you so the destination doesn't break you? Where he'll melt away the old you, the caterpillar you, because he's looking to bring forth the new you, the beautiful you, the butterfly you. He makes everything beautiful in its time. It takes time. Moses went through a 40-year cocoon in the desert. God has always allowed his people to go through cocoons. Joseph went through a cocoon of rejection when his brothers threw him into a pit. He went into a cocoon of false condemnation when Potiphar's wife made a false accusation, and he ended up in prison. But finally, in the cocoon of Egypt, he formed his wings and he flew high. He became the prime minister and he fed a nation, and God protected Israel in the cocoon of Egypt. God's always brought his people through cocoons. Jesus' cocoon was a cross where he descended to the lowest, the darkest parts of the earth. But thank God, he rose again. He came out on the other side. He rose in resurrection life to give you salvation. We ought to be grateful about that. Sometimes we want to bypass the cocoon as quick as we can. For some insects, a cocoon is 3 to 5 days. For some, it's 12 to 14. For some, it's a year. Sometimes cocoons take a long time. We went into this COVID cocoon thinking it was a sprint. Then Pastor John told us it was a marathon. Now we're realizing it's a tri-flipping-athlon, all right? It's going on and on. 77. Israel spent 70 years in a cocoon in Babylon. 70 years. They wanted to break out of it. But God, through Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed, 70 years, said, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you. And some of you, you feel like you've been in the darkness of a cocoon for so long. And God said, I am going to visit you. I am going to perform my word. And then we go into that great verse, Jeremiah 20:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I will bring you out of the cocoon. I am with you, I love you, and I'm going to bring you out the other side. Now is the time to trust him in the cocoon. It may be dark, it may be scary, but trust him. He's working. He knows what he's doing. And he's making everything beautiful in its time. So number one, we don't always understand what's going on in the cocoon. Number two, what comes out of the cocoon is going to be more beautiful than what went in. And then number three, what an amazing verse this is. It says he's made everything beautiful in its time. But he has also set eternity in the human heart. He's put eternity in our hearts. How does a caterpillar become a butterfly? You're going to love this. That's right, you guys at home, get ready, get your pens, get ready to learn something. I love this. When the caterpillar is in the cocoon and it begins to melt down into caterpillar soup, where do the butterfly's wings come from? Where does its head come from? Where does its thorax come from? If you study it, you'll discover something quite amazing. Inside the caterpillar soup, you'll find the presence of imaginal discs. Imaginal discs, they're called. These imaginal discs are critical throughout the process of metamorphosis. If you look in Wikipedia, you'll see an article on metamorphosis where it describes the four stages. It says this: number one, the egg; number two, the larva; number three, the pupa; then number four, the imago. Just write that down, imago. Here's the fascinating thing. The imaginal discs are the only part of the caterpillar which exist in every single stage and survive the whole journey. Imaginal discs. Think on your screens, you'll see a picture, it's a diagram. You might see it on the screens here where you can see part A on the left, the imaginal disc. It's like a ring, it's like cutting through a stump of a tree. You can see the different rings. But if you look to the right, you'll see the color-coded picture of how in the cocoon, then these little tiny microscopic cells, they start to expand and unfold and become the wings and the head and the legs. Buried within the very cells of a caterpillar are the imaginal discs of the butterfly. God has set eternity in the human heart. Deep inside of you are imaginal discs of eternity. The new you, the true you, that which is eternal, the part of you that survives every season, every setback, every attack of the enemy. God has put something eternal inside of you when you got saved. When the cocoon, and they start to elongate and unfold. And you become the real you, the true. I love seeing this process in people. Just over here to my right is a guy called Big Kev. He's got his mask on. Come up here, Kev, real quick. Keep your mask on, mate. I love this guy. I've seen this guy go on a journey in the last 2 years. Look at him. Just stand there, mate. Socially distant. Look at him. This guy, if you hear his story, is quite phenomenal. This guy, I remember him starting a group, and he's got a Zoom group online. He's been promoted in the area of mental health in Norfolk. He's helping people all around the place. This guy is amazing. You see, he's touching lives. The imaginal discs on the inside of him are unfolding. Yes, there's been challenge, but Kev, we want to say we're proud of you, mate, for all that you're doing. Come on, let's give him a round of applause. You can go, Kev. He was actually on all of the national newspapers with the future king and queen, weren't you, Kev? He gets around, that fella. The imago. The imago Dei, the image of God that he's implanted deep within you. Friend, you weren't designed to be a caterpillar crawling through life. God made you to be a butterfly. He's put wings on the inside of you. And sometimes we've got to get our faces out of the dirt. We've got to go into the cocoon and we're going to come out stronger and more beautiful because God has put eternity on the inside of us. A caterpillar is a consumer, but a butterfly is a contributor. We spend so much of our lives consuming, and God is saying, I'm going to bring you into a time of contribution. I'm going to cause you to fly. How do you know the difference between a caterpillar and a butterfly? One's a consumer, one's a contributor. It's not just about what we consume in life. God put eternity in. He wants us to change eternity, to help people, to contribute to our city, to contribute to Heart for the House. He's going to bring you through the cocoon. He's going to move you from consumption to contribution. And then number four, this is like the bonus point, all right? Solomon wrote the other three all in one, but I'm going to bring a New Testament verse for you. You still with me? All right, number four. We are cocooned, but not conformed. It's a bonus point right here. Romans 12, 1 to 2, because the Bible talks about this process of metamorphosis. Romans 12, 1 to 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's right, you. You in your home, you in your car. God's plan is for you to offer your body as a living sacrifice. There's parts of you that have got to die. That's the sacrifice part. It's Heart for the House time. But he doesn't want to kill you. He wants you to be a living sacrifice, to be a contributor. But here's the key. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That word in Greek, the New Testament is written in Greek, is metamorpho. It's the process of metamorphosis. Do not be conformed, but be transformed. In life, you can either live conformed or transformed. You say, Steve, how do I move from being conformed and looking like the world and thinking like the world, full of fear and anxiety? How do I move from that? To flying. It's easy. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. I can't tell you how important your mind is. You have to think about what you think about. Your life will always follow the direction of your strongest thought. If you want to go from a caterpillar to a butterfly, if you want to be transformed, it happens as you renew your mind. You can either live conformed to the world or transformed in your thinking. There's a diagnosed medical condition, a psychological condition called the Stockholm Syndrome. Write it down at home, the Stockholm Syndrome. It dates back to 1973 when Jan Erik Olsen, he was a convict on parole. He took four employees from one of the largest banks in Stockholm and he took them hostage. He held them for 6 days. How many know that's a long time? 6 days in one of the bank's vaults in Stockholm, and he tortured them with nooses and dynamite. I mean, it was a pretty full-on situation. What happened when they emerged from that prison, that cocoon, was really interesting. As the captives walked free, they hugged their captor, Olsen. They hugged him goodbye. And they stood in the way and prevented the police from getting a clean shot at him. But even more incredible, one of the ladies that was taken hostage later married him. the Stockholm syndrome. It's a condition that causes hostages to develop a psychological alliance with their previous captors. Old habits, old behaviors, which once held you captive. Some of you in the cocoon of imprisonment, you've turned back to habits and behaviors which once held you captive. You've built a psychological alliance with the thing that took you captive. You're living conformed. Conformed to the world, conformed to the fear, conformed to what's going on around you. Now is the time in the cocoon to break free. And I want to prophesy over some of you that God is going to bring you out of the cocoon. He's going to bring you out. He's going to transform you. He's going to break the power, but you've got to cooperate. And you say, how? By the renewing of your mind. Let's look at this in the message. It says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. I'm talking to teenagers, talking to business people, talking to everyone. It says, instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. He's going to speak to you. He's going to whisper to you. Just do whatever he tells you to do. And like the culture around you, always dragging you down to the level of immaturity, God brings the best. He's bringing the best out of you, friend. Some of those habits are not the best that God has for you. Let them go. Step in to the future he has for you. God brings the best out of you. Develops well-formed maturity in you. Instead of being conformed in the cocoon, believing it's going to be a place where you are radically transform from the inside out. You went in crawling like a caterpillar. In Jesus' name, you are gonna come out flying high with wings. He's bringing you out of the cocoon. Before I pray for some people, so prepared this word, I really felt, and you know me, I don't do this very often, but I felt the specific people that are watching on, or you're listening to me. I'm going to pray for you in just a moment, but I'm going to speak prophetically to some of you who are in different cocoons. So I hope you pin back your ears and you're listening to me. The first person, you're in a cocoon of loneliness. Psalm 68 verse 6 says, God sets the lonely in families. And in this cocoon, you have withdrawn. And listen, friend, if the enemy can isolate you, he can influence you. You have put up the walls, you've made a self-made cocoon, and you have withdrawn from your family and the people that care for you. And you're like a caterpillar, constantly feeding on a diet of anger and offense. And God is saying, I want to bring you out of that cocoon. I want to bring you from that place that is only going to destroy you. The Bible says he sets the lonely in families. He didn't call you to withdraw. Your family are not perfect, but God doesn't want you to live in a cocoon isolated. Make that call. Forgive that family member. Be the bigger person. There's someone else and you're offended, but it's not with your natural family for you, it's your church family. Psalm 68 says, God sets, he set you in the soul church family, or he set you in whatever church you're a part of. He put you there and God sets you somewhere. Don't uproot, don't allow offense and anger at something that was said in church to cause you to withdraw. Live in a cocoon. It's time to get back in that group. It's time to start tuning back in. It's start to make that call and make it right with that person. Someone else, you're in a cocoon of doubt. Friend, never doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. God has already deposited within you the imaginal discs. He's got an eternal purpose for you. You've started to doubt. You said, I'm not good enough. God, why is this going on? God makes everything beautiful in its time. And the word for you is Psalm 31:15. Listen to me, friend. Your times are in God's hands. Psalm 31:15, your times are in God's hands. They're not in your hands. They're not in the enemy's hands. They're in God's hands. So make sure you trust His timing. And don't allow the process to break you. He wants to take you through, come out the other side. There's someone in a cocoon of, wrote this down, a cocoon of caring. Friend, you've been caring so beautifully for a family member in this season. You feel like you've given out so much. You feel so alone, but God is saying to you, I'm caring for you. I'm with you. I see everything that you've poured out. And He wants to know that He's pleased with you, and He sees your pain, and He sees that mixture of emotions. And He wants to say to you, I'm going to bring you through that cocoon. You're going to emerge on the other side. Just trust me. That carer, He's going to bring you through. And lastly, someone in a cocoon of self-condemnation. Man, you did something that you knew was wrong. But you've been beating yourself up every morning, every night for too long now. You need to stop it. Don't remember what God has already forgotten. Don't remember what God has already forgotten. This week I was reading in Mark 15, and came to Jesus preparing for the Lord's Supper, which we always do. And it said this, I'd never seen it before. It said, it was preparation day. And so I looked and found out, what is preparation day? The Jews were really specific that they couldn't work on a Sabbath. So there was a day set aside to prepare for the Passover. They couldn't work on the Passover. So on preparation day, they did all the work to get ready to remember the lamb slain. God spoke to me, and He wants to speak this into your heart. On preparation day, Jesus went to the cross. He did all the work. He did everything that needed to be done on preparation day. He did the work. So you don't have to. You simply have to trust that He's already done it. He's already forgiven you. Stop condemning yourself. You can break out of that cocoon of self-condemnation. I'm going to pray for all those people that just related to that. If that's you, right there in your home, just put your hand on your heart. Jesus, you see those people in that dark place, in that cocoon, and I want to thank you that right now you're going to help them break out. Break out in the renewing of the mind. Know that you're their carer. Know that you're the one that's carried the work. Know that their times are in your hands. So I lift them to you. Thank you that you're bringing them out. You're bringing them out. In Jesus' name. Friend, there's one more group of people I want to pray for. And we're going to sing that song real quick, Brett, about bringing you through. Walking right through it. I loved it. Don't be distracted, because this is the most important part of the service. It's that moment where you have the opportunity to get right with God. Maybe you've drifted away. You've gone your own way. Friend, God loves you. Jesus died for you to forgive you of your past, give you an incredible future. And all you've got to do is reach out to Him. I did it as a 13-year-old in a tent in West Runton. Doesn't matter where you are right now, God sees you. So if you want to get right with Him, and you repeat this prayer after me in your heart, in your living room, wherever you are, Just pray it from your heart. Dear Jesus, I want to thank you that you love me. I ask for you to break into my cocoon. It's just me and you. I ask you to forgive me of my past. Give me a new start. I want to live for you with your help and strength and with you as my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer, man, it's so awesome. If you prayed that prayer, let us know in the chat. Jump on our website. We want to call you, encourage you. We want to get a Bible to you. You can do that online. You'll see details on the screen. But I think those in the room, why don't we stand? And we're going to sing about how he can break. If he can break through a Red Sea, he can break through the cocoon of your life.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.